Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
7:48, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It's a Monday morning. We spoke about a lot so far, and we will continue to speak about many other things, including Miriam Kahukwena.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, like last week, you know, we're all just reporting on this because we were really concerned, right? Because it was announced that she is missing. And this basically came from a guy named Prince in Miami, Star Boy is what he calls himself on Instagram. And he seems to be living in Miami, and that is where Miriam is right now. So they are friends. And obviously, I would say that they're friends, or he was claiming that they're friends because we don't know that they're friends. You know what I mean? But yeah, so he posted just saying that, hi guys, you know, my friend has been missing since last week Tuesday at 7 p.m. very precise. And then he's just like, no, you know, if you have any information, let us know, what. I went to the police station, I opened a case, what. Namibians now started to grill him, right?
Yeah,
where is the police report? Because you went to file, right? That she's missing. So where is the police report? And then partner man, he posted some spaza shandy there, man.
Yeah.
It seemed as if he was reporting his car missing. It was just some weird stuff. Like, it didn't even look like an actual report from the police, right?
Okay.
Then, you know, Namibians once again in the comments grilling him. And then also just inboxing, I think it was the police department, if I'm not mistaken, on Instagram or something. Just to let them know that, okay, you know, our friend Miriam, Namibian, obviously in Miami, missing here, pictures of her, whatever. What I would say is that a lot of Namibians really came forward and did, you know, get on this case in terms of inboxing now the police department in their comments to let them know that we are in Namibia and we don't know where Miriam is. Obviously, she's one of us, right? And then also there's a lot of things that this Prince in Miami guy was saying, partner. He said something like, yeah, I haven't spoken to her in a while. Like, it's been a long while now that I haven't spoken to her, but I'm just really concerned. Who alerted you that she's missing? Because now we're in panic mode. We are frantic now because of you, right? But you guys have not spoken. How did we get here? But either way, our very trusted friend, Omar Juices, reported on it. And then also there was a video shared shortly thereafter, right, of Miriam and Whiskey. Whiskey is her dog, by the way, that they are both safe, right? So then people were saying that it doesn't look like her because the video was snapped from behind.
Yeah.
And this is
which
was wearing the green bikini, right? And she just didn't look like her, no, and stuff like that. People were debating in the comments. When I saw it, I did say that I do feel that it is Miriam, right? But partner, she replied with a video. And our sister is telling us we must mind our business.
Yeah, basically.
Basically. But let's hear what she says in this video in case you missed it.
Quickly reset it for me, as a brief.
Sending it to you right now. So on the video, she's like basically just saying that, you know what, if you just there on my chat, partner, like, yeah, I know if you think I'm missing, find yourself, find Jesus, find healing, I have awakening, and stuff like that. Now, there's a form of awakening that she claims to have, right, that I'm also going to give you a little bit of information on right now. But I will say, partner, you can't help but be worried when you look at her and hear what she's saying and how she's speaking, because this is not necessarily the Miriam that we are used to. But have a listen.
Okay, let's see.
Kundalini awakening. What is a spiritual awakening? It's when you wake up the serpent from the base of your spine and your back hurts, you gotta move. So, my love, instead of looking for me, you should look for God. You need to meditate and pray, okay? Life is a simulation, my love. You gotta wake up from this.
Miriam, we are very worried about you, my baby. And yeah, no, we can say, maybe as whole fun stories. No, we are very worried. And we are not, literally, we are very worried, partner. So this Kundalini awakening that she's talking about, right?
Kundalini awakening.
Yeah,
Kundalini.
Lini awakening that she's referring to. It's a concept in a tantric yoga. It basically refers to the activation and ascent of a dormant coiled energy at the base of the spine through the body's energy centers, the chakras. Now, this awakening, partner, is believed to lead to heightened awareness, spiritual connection, and a transformation of consciousness. While we often associate with bliss and clarity, it can also involve intense physical and emotional experiences. Owens. So Miriam is saying that she is okay, right? And that she's just going through a Kundalini awakening, and that we should find God, and that we should basically just move on from this situation. The one thing that I want to tell you is this, partner. If I ever come out making videos like that, right?
Mm.
After the whole nation was, you know, looking for me, or people are looking for me, even my family.
Yeah.
Please keep looking for me.
Oh, okay.
Because what I see in this video personally,
yeah,
Miriam is not okay. And we have every right to be worried. We had the conversation about Namibians being in the diaspora. Our sisters and our brothers are going through the most on that side. And you look at Miriam, yes, you know, when she recorded the video, she's trying to, you know, be the Miriam that we know, you know, like, I'm living my best life. And she's out. You can see that she's like in a club or a pop or whatever it is. And, but you also can't help but be like, but are you actually okay? Because even her family partner came out saying that they don't know where she is and they are looking for her. What I can tell you is that Julia Boss Lady is in the chat. She was looking for her friend as well. Yes, they had a little beef, back and forth back in the day. But that's like sorted out. The girlies have moved on. But then also Julia released a new video titled Spiritual Psychosis.
Owens, what's the good idea of Pratko? Spiritual psychosis.
Yes. I don't know if it's maybe trying to explain what's happening with Miriam. I don't know. But all I know is that from the looks of things, Julia Boss Lady has been worried about Miriam. Now, there's obviously her family that came out saying that they don't know where Miriam is. She's missing. After Amajusis broke the story, now the family is looking for Miriam. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Julia goes on her Instagram and she calls out the aunt. Like, why are you being fake? The story was broken by Amajusis. Now all of a sudden you're looking for your so-called niece. Where were you all this time? There's a lot to ponder and unpack here. But let us know what you think. If you've seen the video on Amajusis, obviously the message from Miriam to us that are looking for her. What do you think about it? Do you think that it's time for us to be like, okay, baby girl, live your best life as long as you and Whiskey are good? Or do you think that we should still keep pressing the issue to perhaps get her back home?
Okay, this is why I prefer a very simple life, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young and old. Gaan jou kerk toe, bid jou gebedekies.
Not gebedekies.
Gebed, groot gebede. It's spiritual. Is it spiritual?
Kunda.
No, the Julia one is spiritual what?
Psychosis.
And this side, Miriam is talking about Kundalini effect. Oscaris.
Mm-hmm. Kundalini awakening, partner.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to keep it simple with my life, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll say my prayers. I'll pray for my kids, for my family. And then I'll keep it moving.
Yeah. So
go to church on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and a Wednesday.
And then Wednesday
midweek.
Maybe for prayer session or what is it, Bible session.
Yeah, yeah.
Khanis too.
Yeah.
Spiritual awakening.
Kundalini. Kundalini awakening. All right. That is what Miriam is claiming. And the reason why I'm also mentioning Juliane is the reason because a lot of I saw some comments of people saying that, oh, could this be what's happening with our baby girl on the other side? Vitanke. And also Julia in the video says, disclaimer, I'm not saying that this is what's happening to Miriam, but it's just a friendly warning. Be careful. Spiritual psychosis is a real spiritual world, and it's not a joke because people confuse it with madness, but it's just a spiritual psychosis, partner.
Mm.
Psychosis in its own refers to a collection of symptoms that affect the mind where there has been some loss of contact with reality. During an episode of psychosis, a person's thoughts and perceptions are disrupted, and they may have difficulty recognizing what is real and what is not.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Play in your kerk and gaan kerk too.
Yeah.
And bid and keep it simple because you could imagine no musician. I'm a G. I'm a real G, Shaikwan.
Mm-hmm.
But these things that you're seeing here,
yeah.
I guess a bangburg dami, bro. I'm a bangburg. I ooh.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, so, no, that girl needs help.
Yeah, so on my juices,
yeah.
Check out the latest video, study it yourself, let us know what you think, but then also get on Julia Boss Lady's Instagram and watch that video on spiritual psychosis, and then you can also let us know what you actually think about it, because this new age of spirituality,
you can miss
like Vanessa whatever. Black said on our Instagram, I mean on our WhatsApp, it's so scary. Even if you watch testimonies, which I've also seen on YouTube as well, when I tell you, like NSK is saying, you will go to church and find holy water.
Yes.
It's a scary world out there.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, Shaikwan. 7:59. On the other side, we get to Mind, Body and Green.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.